At least half a dozen Maoists sustained bullet injuries in an encounter between security forces and the armed cadres of band CPIM in Sukma of Chhattisgarh on March 9. The incident occurred when a joint team of Jawans from the Special Task Force, STF, and Commando Battalion for Resolute Action, COBRA, was out on a combing operation from Dabamaka camp to Salkar in Maoist-affected Sukma district. It was learned that the operation was launched in the wee hours of March 9. When the team was approaching Sukla village, the armed cadres of CPIM opened indiscriminate fire upon them, to which the forces retaliated heavily. The gunfight, which broke around 7 in the morning near Sukla under Kistaram police station limits, lasted for about 40 to 45 minutes, in which two commandos of the Cobra battalion sustained minor injuries while at least half a dozen of Maoists got seriously wounded, following which the ultras fled the spot. The injured personnel are identified as Inspector Mukesh Kumar Meena of the 202nd Battalion of Cobra and Constable Amit Modak of the 208th Battalion of the Elite Force. Both are shifted to the district hospital after being provided primary treatment, confirmed Sunil Sharma, SP Sukma. It's been reported that after searching the area, a massive cache of explosives, including a barrel grenade launcher, BGL, have been recovered from the spot. It's been learned that search operations have been intensified in the area. It should be noted that combing operations along with movements of road operating parties, ROP, of the security forces have been intensified in the region following the Union Home Minister in a public gathering in Bilaspur last month vowed to eliminate the menace of Maoism from the country before the general elections of 2024. It is worth mentioning that at least 19 new forward operating bases, FOB, have been set up in the Maoist hit zones of the state in the last year alone, forcing the Maoists to confine and operate in a much smaller area compared to what they had in their peak around 2009-10. Operating in the remotest region of the state, these FOB are undoubtedly turning out to be a game-changing development for the advancing forces, as it not only operates as a base to station more troops for specific operations in the Maoist strongholds, but it has also helped immensely in bridging the gap between the forces and the natives.